السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
أيوة عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله بالخير يا شيخ علي.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، طابوت الكبائر أو كتاب الكبائر by الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله أبو عبد الله محمد بن أحمد. الإمام الذهبي، he was Muhammad, his father was Ahmed, and his kunya was Abu Abdullah رحمه الله. He went to a verse in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa when Allah said, إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah said, إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. إِنْ تَجْتَنِبُوا, if you avoid, if you abstain and distance yourself from كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, those that are kabair, from the things that we have prohibited you from doing. Some of them are kabair. In tajtanibu kabairu ma tunhaun, if you keep away and abstain from these that are kabair, from the things that you have been prohibited. Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, nukaffir ankum sayyatikum, I will atone away your sayyi'at. So Allah counts the sins as of two groups. The first of them are al-kaba'ir, then those that he himself subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as sayyi'at. The ulama also refer to it as what? As saghair. So if you abstain from al-kaba'ir, the first Prophet is that Allah, yukaffir ankum sayyatikum, Allah would remove our smaller, minor sins. Wa yudkhilkum mudkhalan karima, and then Allah will grant us entry, a very honorable entry, entry of esteem and respect into the place of esteem and respect. That is Al-Jannah, meaning that whoever wants to get admitted into Al-Jannah must avoid Al-Kabair. Anyone who wants Al-Jannah, Ikhwa, that individual must get away from Al-Kabair. Kabair will hold you back. Kabair will pull you back. Kabair will not help you if you get involved in it. Kabair will not support your getting to Al-Jannah. It will draw you back. May Allah protect all of us. So Allah says, but if you abstain from Al-Kabair, I will forgive your Sagair and I will give you Al-Jannah. Meaning that Al-Kabair are those sins that do not allow the individual getting to Al-Jannah. They will prevent his Al-Jannah. Either they prevent it completely, eternally, because the individual consider them as lawful, or that they will give him some sort of a prevention over some time that is known to Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that kabira is not shirk, or kufr, or an-nifaqul akbar. May Allah protect all of us. This was what Al-Imam al-Zahabi looked at. And then he said, rahimahullah, فَتَعَيَّنَ عَلَيْنَا الْفَحْسُ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Having understood that al-kaba'ir will prevent the individual from getting into al-jannah, Al-Kaba'ir. May Allah protect all of us. Once the individual avoids it, bi-idhnillah, nukaffir anhu sayyi'atihi wa nudakhilhu mudkhalan karima. He will gain kaffaratu dhunub from his sagha'ir. Allah will forgive his minor sins. Wa nudkhilhu mudkhalan karima. Therefore, it is necessary to know the sagha'ir. Those things that when we avoid them, Allah will protect us from the fire of Jahannam. فَتَعَيَّنَا عَلَيْنَا الْفَصْلُ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ مَا هِيَ. It therefore becomes necessary for us. الْفَصْلُ عَنِ الْكَبَائِرِ. To research, to find out, to clearly delineate. الْكَبَائِرُ مَا هِيَ. What is كَبَائِرِ? What are those things that make these كَبَائِرِ? لِكَيْ يَجْتَنِبَهَا الْمُسْلِمُ. So that the Muslim, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, can avoid them. May Allah protect all of us. So, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, الإمام الذهبي went on the first of the ones that he mentioned, rahimahullah, was الشرك بالله. So he called that الكبيرة الأولى الشرك بالله. He discussed shirk, rahimahullah, and those verses of the Quran that Allah mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants away from shirk. The second from amongst the kaba'ir, al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned, was qatlun nafs ikhwa, taking the lives of people, taking a life, committing murder. Al-Imam rahimahullah mentioned a number of verses in the Quran. Many verses prohibit taking the life of an individual. Likewise, ahadith. In one of them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لَا يَزَالِ الْمَرْءُ فِي فُصْحَةٍ مِنْ دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يَتَنَدَّ بِدَمٍ حَرَامٍ. لَا يَزَالِ الْمَرْءُ فِي فُصْحَةٍ مِنْ دِينِهِ. The individual would continue to be upon fusha, upon sa'a, upon hidden generous. Is free,
is free,
mindini,
is
as long as the individual,
has not got any
he has not gotten stained. He damned from.
He damned from.
By the
damning
from. By the from. Individual. The individual will be Allah protect all of us. Unfortunately, this is what our society is seeing now. We have been hearing and making dua and begging Allah against these evils in our society. If this is the teaching of Islam regarding taking the life of a Muslim, and it is in many places in the Quran, Allah prohibited taking the life of a Muslim or taking a life that is unlawful. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah prohibited taking the lives of people, and yet some Muslims or people will claim that those who do commit these evils, claiming to be from the people of Islam, or doing so in the name of Islam, ayyuhal ikhwa. It would be unfortunate that any group of people who have any slight knowledge about Islam will claim, as many others say, that our deen Islam supports this wanton taking of life that we have seen. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la yazal al-mar'u fi fushatin min dinihi. The individual will continue to be upon freedom, upon ease, upon vastness, departing in dignity in his deen, as long as he has not gotten stained, bidam in haram, taking a life unlawfully. May Allah protect all from these evils. The kabira that Al-Imam al-Zahabi followed that with was the evil sin of as-sihr. He mentioned that as al-kabiratu salika, as-sihru, may Allah protect us from sihr. And the bulk of it is from the kufr that takes a person out of Islam. He followed that with tarku salah. Those who either completely abandon the salah, may Allah protect us. Or that the individual lays the salah away from its side. Either of them come from the aspects of tark salah, abandoning salah completely, or delaying the salah away from its established times. This is also from Al-Kaba'ir. After that, Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, in our book, Kitab al-Kaba'ir, he mentioned man al-Zakah, al-Kabiratu al-Khamisa. He mentioned it, rahimahullah, man al-Zakah, that a person holds back Zakah. Rather than pay Zakah, he holds back, he does not pay the Zakah. May Allah protect us from this evil. He mentioned the various verses in the Quran and ahadith that prohibit that the individual holds back and refuses to pay zakat. Al-Imam al-Zahabi followed that with Al-Kabiratu al-Sadisa, Uququ al-Walidain. Disobedience to parents bring Muslim to make. The Prophet prohibited it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He even warned us that the pleasure of our Lord is connected with that our parents are pleased with us. Uququ al-walidain is a kabira min al-kaba'ir. The one who abstains from it, from the rewards he will gain is that nukaffir anhum sayyi'atihim wa nudkhilhum mudkhalan karima. After that, Al-Imam al-Zahabi came to aklu riba, consuming riba and dealing on riba. It is haram if we are al-riba is haram. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, la'anallahu akil al-riba wa mukilahu wa shahidayhi wa katibayhi. La'an Allahu akil al-riba. The curse of Allah be upon the one who benefits from riba, wa mukilahu, and the one who presents it for benefit, wa shahidayhi, and the two witnesses straight, wa katibahu, and the one who documents that riba. La'an Allahu akil al-riba. May Allah protect us from riba. After that, we came to al-kabiratu al-thamina, aklu mali al-yatim, unlawful consumption of the wealth of a yatim, a young boy or girl below puberty, whose father passes away, young boy or young girl that the father passes away, the young boy or the that the father passes away, that young boy or the young girl is the yatim or yatima. Ikhwa, can we hear me? Ikhwa, can we hear me? Ikhwa, can we hear me?
We can hear you.
Abba Yusuf. So Al-Kabiratu Stamina is Aklu Mali Yatimi Zulma. Aklu Mali Yatimi Zulma is unlawful consumption of the wealth of a Yatim Zulman. Unlawful consumption of the wealth of the Yatim. It's also from Al-Kaba'ir. Allah mentioned that those who that do that, innama ya'kulu fi butunihim nara, those who consume, who usurp, who spend the wealth of al-yatim, children whose fathers have passed away, and then they leave behind wealth, a child's low puberty. The father passes away and leaves behind some wealth for some other person to take care of the children. And then the other person who is placed in charge of this wealth begins to consume this wealth. Allah said, Inna alladhina ya'akuluna amwala al-yatama zulma, innama ya'akuluna fi butunihim nara, wa sayaslawna sa'ira. There are other ahadith regarding this. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions it at Al-Kabirat al-Samina. If you want Al-Jannah, you must not do that. In the number 9 situation, he said Al-Kabirat al-Tasi'ah. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said Al-Kazibu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, telling lies and ascribing lies to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Telling stories that the Prophet did not tell, alayhi salatu wasalam. Telling future events that the Prophet did not tell, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ikhwa, al-Imam al-Zahabi clearly clarified it. If it was about halal and haram, you tell and ascribe a lie to the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, to say that something that he has made haram is halal or vice versa. And the individual does so knowingly. Ikhwa, this is from the aspects of kufr. Al-Imam al-Zahabi clearly mentioned it. Rahimahullah, he said it is kufrun mahdun. But what we are talking about here, innama ash-sha'nu fil kadhibi alayhi fi siwa dhalik. What we talk about here is from al-Kaba'ir, that the individual needs to make tawbah away from, that still makes him a Muslim, for which he has not gone out of Islam. It is in order than that, in order than making halal haram, or making haram halal. If it is out of this, there is the issue of tawbah, because it is from Al-Kaba'ir. But if it is from these matters, it is kufrun mahdun. Al-Kazibu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kufrun yankulu anil millah. May Allah protect us. And that has been explained. A number of ahadith have been mentioned regarding that. Al-Kabiratu al-Ashira ayyuhal ikhwa. The 10th one we have studied is Iftaru Ramadan bila uzrin wala ruksa. A person breaks the fast of Ramadan. In the afternoon of Ramadan, everybody is fasting. And then he breaks the fast. No uzur. You are not an elderly person that is burdened by fasting, male or female. You are not a woman who is pregnant, burdened by fasting. You are not breastfeeding a woman overburdened by fasting, such as we say you have uzur or rukhsa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just choose not to fast. This is a very destructive thing. It will destroy your dunya and akhirah. And it is from Al-Kabair. We have studied it as Al-Kabiratul Ashira. Here in Al-Kabiratul Al-Hadiyata Ashra, Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah mentioned Al-Firaru min al-Zahfi, running away from the battlefield is unlawful. Running away from the battlefield is unlawful. Anybody who does it, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأَوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. After that, we came to that evil sin of zina, Al-Kabiratu Al-Thaniyata Ashra, Al-Zina. He said, Rahimahullah, وَبَعْضُهُ أَكْبَرُ إِثْمًا مِنْ بَعْدٍ. We spent good time, bi-ithnillah, explaining this evil of zina. It's called as Al-Kabiratu Al-Thaniyata Ashra, Ikhwa Al-Zina. Zina, may Allah protect all of us. Zina, and it is something that is so hateful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even before any person of the slightest normal reasoning, you will keep away from zina. Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا لَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِخْوَى لَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا لَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. May Allah protect all of us from these evils. Here, bi-ithnillah, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions Al-Kabiratu Al-Thalithata Ashra, the 13th amongst the Kabair that he mentions in this book. And that is Al-Imam al-Ghashu li-Ra'iyatihi Al-Zalimu. Al-Imam الغاش لرعيته الظالم الجبار. إخوة, I can see on the screen that I should do what on the telegram. Is it okay now? Is it okay now? Can we hear me now? Ikhwa, please let us revert to the old format, because this is, like I said in the last class, I tried to follow all the instructions you gave me, but I don't know. I don't think it would be convenient for me to be handling these devices. Please let us go back to our old format. I tried my best, and you can see today too there's a problem. I followed all the instructions, but I don't know. I'm not conversant with these softwares. Please just allow me to be joining my Zoom and continuing the class, please, Ikhwa. Because it will be bringing distractions to me a lot, trying to do all these things. And I'm still reading the book and trying to explain myself. If I want to be doing all of this again, I just don't know. I've tried today. Abu Amina and Abu Amir and Abu Abdurrahman, Abu Yusuf. Jazakumullahu khaira. We are on Al-Kabiratu Thalithata Ashra. You say what? You say what? I have only... Oh, no.
I think we can proceed against
نعم What do you say about Yusuf?
نعم السلام عليكم كيف هي مساء
Yes, I can hear you.
I said you can please proceed with this as it is now. We'll resolve all other issues against tomorrow, inshallah.
Thank you in the name of Allah, Ikhwan. Don't make me do too many things at the time. It will be distracting my mind. Please, let me just be joining the class here, as we have been doing for years now. If you want to bring me to learn these things, I don't know them. I tried, but it did not work. Just allow me to join my classes and come out of the classes. It will be easy for me that way. And not too many of you should be joining the class at the same time. I think one or two of you coordinating the class is okay. Are you with me, Abba Yusuf?
No, yes, you can.
Okay.
We are very sorry, sir.
No problem. We were just trying to talk about a new Kabira amongst the Kabaya that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned apart from the ones we were just revising. We ought to revise all of what we have been doing. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Because reminders will benefit the people of Iman. The Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he spoke to the companions, he repeated his statement. And he would have told them something, and then he will repeat it to them again, and then he will repeat it to them again. So, At-Takrar has a lot of fa'idah to bi'idhnillah. And it's been a long time since we stopped. That was at the beginning of Dhul-Hijjah. We are ending Dhul-Hijjah and commencing Muharram. We stayed away from class for about 20 days. So I thought to bring us back to class before we continue another from the Kaba'ir that Al-Imam al-Zahabi has mentioned in this book. Depending on that verse from Surah An-Nisa, that in tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu tukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا If you abstain from those that are al-kaba'ir, amongst the things that I have prohibited you, Allah said, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ I will grant you forgiveness. I will grant you atonement from those ones that are not kaba'ir. It means some sins are kaba'ir and some are not. Those that are not from al-kaba'ir, the Quran refers to them as sayyi'at. Sometimes they are also referred to as al-laman. Sometimes they are also referred to as as-sagha'ir. But as for al-kaba'ir, if you abstain from them, Allah will forgive as-sagha'ir. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا And then he will grant us a honorable entrance into Al-Jannah. What we want to read now is from those things that if we avoid them, bismillah, we will get entrance into Al-Jannah. Also get atonement for those sins that are sagha'ir when we commit or fall into any of those ones. May Allah protect us. So he called it Al-Kabiratu Salifat Ashram. Al-Thalifata Ashra, that is number 13, Al-Kabiratu, the 13th Kabira amongst the Kabair. A title fits as Al-Imamu Al-Ghashu Li-Ra'iyyatihi, Al-Imamu ahead of the people of Islam. Al-Ghashu li ra'iyatihi, the one who he deceives his people. May Allah protect us. He misleads his people. He is dishonest to his people. Ghash li ra'iyatihi. Al-Zalimu al-Jabbar. He is zalim. He is unjust. He is unfair. And then he adds al-jabru to it. So refer to him as Jabbar. How very tyrannical and oppressive that an imam is ghashun li ra'iyatihi, one who deceives and misleads his people, his followers. Al-zalimu al-jabbar. He is unfair and unjust. He cheats. He is jabbar. Very tyrannical. May Allah protect us. Aggressive and oppressive. Here, Al-Imam al-Zahabi employed the word Al-Imam. It is one of the names the leader of the people of Islam is referred to. The leader of the people of Islam in the region or in their country can be referred to as Imam. The leader of the people of Islam, whether in their country or it may be the ruler of the Muslims in their region, he can be referred to as Imam. The ulama say this tasmiya, calling him Imam, it is tashbihan bi Imam al-Salati, ittiba'ihi wa liqtida'i bihi. It is by way of connecting him, relating his role as an overall head, tashbihan bi Imam al-Salah, relating it to the Imam who leads us in Salah. Ittiba'ihi, because the Imam who leads us in Salah, we follow him. Waliqtida'i bihi, we follow his footsteps. We do after him in Salah. He commands us, we come for ruku. He makes takbir, we stand up. He goes on sujood. We follow whatever the Imam does. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, innama ju'ila al-imam li'utamma bihi. The Imam in Salah has been appointed to be followed. So we do after the Imam does. So if we refer to the head of the rest of the Muslims as Imam, it is because we take him to be similar to the Imam of Salah, by whom and after whom we observe our Salah. So the Imam, the leader of the people of Islam, can be referred to as Imam, the leader of the people of Islam, like we call the Imam in the masjid leading Salah. The leader, overall leader, Ikhwa, the leader of the entire country of the people of Islam. He can be referred to as Imam. He can also be referred to as Khalifa. He can also be referred to as what? Khalifa. He can also be referred to as Amir, or Amirul Mu'minin, the Amir of the people of Islam and Iman, Amirul Mu'minin. If you say Khalifa, one of those who was called that was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. If you say Amirul Mu'minin, the one who was called that was, it started with Umar ibn al-Khattab. No one of the companions came to say, no, it is not lawful to refer to the head of the people of Islam as Khalifa when Abu Bakr was chosen as the Khalifa. So we can title the head of the overall Muslims, everywhere they are, as we can call him Imam. We can also refer to his title as what? Khalifa. Likewise, in the time of Umar, radiyallahu anhu, he used to be referred to as Amirul Mu'minin. no companion came to say, oh no, it's not lawful to refer to him as Amir. So the title Imam, it can also refer to who? The Khalifa. It can also refer to who? The Amir. It can also refer to Sultan. Sultan is vis-a-vis his power and authority. So he can be called a Sultan. He can also be called Waliyul Amri. Waliyul Amri. Why? Because Al-Amr, the affair, the authority, the power, it lies with him. All of these are the titles by which the head of the people of Islam can be called. He can be referred to as Imam. He can be referred to as Khalifa. He can be referred to as Umara, or Khulafa, or Sultan, or Waliyul Amr. These are the way by which they are referred to. And establishing the Imama, establishing the leadership for the people of Islam, it is from the major things in our religion. Al-Imam Abu Amr Ad-Dani, in his Al-Risalatul Wafiyah, he said, rahimahullah, that wa iqamatu al-imami ma'al kudrati wal imkan, iqamatu al-imam, establishing a head for we Muslims, ikhwa, we must have a head. Muslims must have a ruler. Muslims, we must have an amir. We must have a sultan. We must have a waliyul amri. We must have a khalifa. In our country today, Nigeria, the one who carries all these titles is our leader. We don't have anyone because he's the sultan. So we have the sultan. I'm not talking about the sultan of Sokoto now in this aspect. Because the sultan of Sokoto himself, he derives his sultan that he has from the president of the country. Even though in Islam, we don't label the head as the president. In the technical usage of Islam, we don't say president. We say waliyul amri, and we mean and refer to the president. We say a sultan, and we mean and refer to that. We say amirul mu'minin. We say khali. In all of these, the one who has power and authority over us, that is the leader of the people. So he said, rahimahullah, wa iqamatu al-imami ma'al kudra, establishing the ruler. There must be ruler, ayyuhal ikhwa. Somebody must be ruling the people. Ma'al kudrati wal imkan. As long as we have the ability to do it and it is possible. As far as there is ability and it is possible that we have a leadership, a ruler, it is fardun ala al-ummah. It is something that is compulsory upon the Muslim community. La yasa'uhum jahluhu. It is not lawful for them to say, oh, we don't know, we need to have a ruler. No, it is not lawful. What takhallufu anhu. Neither is it appropriate for them to keep away from having a ruler. The point here is that wherever you find yourself amongst the people of Islam, there's a leader, there's a ruler, perhaps the imam of the masjid, or the ruler of the community, or in other tiers of government as we have them. There cannot be a people without a ruler. In the strictest sense of the terminologies of Islam, that person ruling over the people of Islam would be called Imam, or what, Khalifa, like Abu Bakr, or Amirul Mu'minin, like who? Like Umar, or a Sultan, like the last in the stages of those who headed the Muslim Empire in the later times, like Waliyul Amri. As we have in some Muslim countries today, there must be rulership. And that rulership is such so important. As Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah emphasized. He said that Imam, that Amir, that Khalifa. This is where many people who call themselves by these names will know the limitations that they have. The Amir, the ruler, the Sultan, the Waliyul Amr, the Khalifa, yu'manu biha subul. By him, there will be amanatu fi subuli. There will be al-aman. There will be security. There will be al-aman. Yu'manu biha subul. By the leader, by the ruler, there will be security on the land. That's why if there's a problem of security, everybody shouting, President, President, President. Why? Because that is from the jobs of the overall ruler of the people. يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ أَوِ السُّبُلِ وَيُقَامُ بِهَا الْحُدُودِ. From the things the Imam, the Khalifa, the Amir, the Waliyul Amri will do is يُقَامُ بِهَا يعني بِالْإِمَامَةِ الْحُدُودِ. The leadership will establish الْحُدُودِ. Someone kills somebody, you kill him back. Ikhwah. It's part of the job of the ruler. وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ. This verse that from the rulings Allah had established in the earlier traditions amongst the people of Islam who came before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that we have established katabna alayhim. We have legislated in their books for them that anna nafs bin nafs. Anyone who takes the life of a person, that person's life also should be taken. The person to do that job is the Amir, the Khalifa, the Waliyul Amri. Anyone who kills somebody, government as we call it, will ensure that the laws take its effect. So yuqamu biha al-hudud, the imama, government, the imama, rulership, by it, al-hudud, the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone commits zina, if it's adultery, is burning to death. If it is a young boy versus a young girl, you lash them 100 strokes and you send them away from the town for some time. So all of these from the issues of the hudud, the laws, the penalty will be established by government. These are from the things that Islam has placed on the neck of the ruler. The first one, security. The second one, you call movie Al Hudud. Legal punishments will be established using the government. The third one, you jahadu bihal adu. The enemies will be fought and put away. The enemy of the people of Islam. You fight the enemy. Put the enemy away. There's an aggression. You fight them. The one who will head and determine and plan and give the order for all of these is the overall head of the people of Islam. If that state, if that region, if that country is overall the country of the people of Islam, these are the jobs of our rulers. He also said, Rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, وَيُقْسَمُ بِهَا الْفَيْءُ. The imama by government, al-fayu, is distributed. What is that? The resources of the state. To distribute the resources of the state. So with the imam, we bring security. With the imam, al-hudud, the legal punishments are established. With the imam, we fight jihad. With the imam, we distribute resources. These are the jobs. There are others. It's four main jobs of the rulers. There are others too. like the details of their religious practices. The imam will determine the day to start the fast. The imam will determine the day to end the fast. The imam will determine the day of Arafah. And all of these, the beginning of the month, and many other jobs from the details. So these are major jobs of the ruler of the people. So that's why in the Quran, Allah said, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu, ati'u Allaha wa ati'u Rasula wa ulil amri minkum. Ati'u Allaha, O people of Iman, O people of Iman, ati'u Allaha wa ati'u Rasula. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger. Wa ulil amri minkum. And those ulil amri, those who have been placed in charge of your affairs amongst you. That's why we said at the beginning that the imam can also be called waliyul amr. So ulul amri, those that the affairs, the authority, the power are in their hands. Allah said, obey them. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey ulul amri minkum. Obey them. He said, wa ulil amri minkum. And those in charge of your affairs amongst you. The ulama usually say they are al-umara wal-ulama. Two people are there in this verse. Al-umara, government. Those who have power. Wal-ulama. Those who guide the religious affairs of the people, including the rulers. The ulama guide both the umara and the ra'iyah. The ulama guide the umara and the ra'iyah. So these verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasulah wa ulil amri minkum, is from the verses that establish the fact that the Muslims must not be without a ruler. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in a hadith collected by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in Sunan of al-Imam Abu Dawud, he said, إِذَا خَرَجَ ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي سَفَرٍ, if three Muslims go out on a journey, فَلْيُؤْمِرُوا أَحَدَهُمْ, let them make one of them as their Amir. You see the word again, Amir. One of them should be their Amir. The Muslims, five Muslims are traveling. One of them is their Amir. Three Muslims are traveling. One of them should be appointed as the Amir. Even if you are two, appoint one of you to be your guide, Ikhwa. So it is necessary that the Muslims, wherever they are, they always have someone. If it were in the masjid, in their community, their imam is their amir, is their guide. Their imam is their guide in their community. And if it is in a bigger, larger community, then it is according to the dynamics of that community. But we Muslims, we must always have leaders. There is no vacuum of leadership. It is not lawful. This is what we read from Abu Amr ad-Dani rahimahullah in al-Risalatu al-Wafiyah that we just referred to. He said, إِقَامَةُ الْإِمَامِ مَا الْقُدْرَةِ وَالْإِمْكَانِ. He said, it is فَرْدٌ عَلَى الْأُمَّةِ لَا يَسَأُهُمْ جَهْلُهُ وَالتَّخَلُّفُ عَنْهُ. إِقَامَةُ الْإِمَامِ, establishing the ruler. So he must always be under rulership. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah says, wa ajma'u ala annahu yajibu ala al-muslimin nasbu al-khalifa. The people of Islam are agreed, ajma'u, the scholars are agreed, ala annahu yajibu ala al-muslimin nasbu khalifa, that it is compulsory upon the Muslims to have a ruler. Like we said, that ruler is the one we call al-imam, or khalifa, or what or Sultan, or what or Waliyul Amri, or what or Amirul Mu'minin. All of these are titles for the rulers of the Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he also said in a hadith that Al-Imam al-Tabarani al-Fatih rahimahullah, the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, اعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به واعبدوا الله اعبدوا الله. Worship, serve, devote yourself to Allah. ولا تشركوا به, and do not join partners with Allah. وأطيعوا من والله الله أمركم. وأطيعوا من وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ. The one that وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ, Allah has placed your affairs in His hands. أَطِيعُوا. Look at our religion, Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this hadith was collected by the companion Ali Ribad ibn Sariyah. The Prophet said in it sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, اعبدوا الله, worship Allah, O servants. ولا تشركوا به, do not join any partners with Allah. وأطيعوا من والله الله أمركم, the one that Allah places your affairs in His hands. أطيعوا, obey the one who has authority over you, the one who has power over you. أطيعوا, obey Him. So there must always be an imam. And like we said, what are his jobs? يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ وَيُقَامُ بِهَا الْحُدُودِ وَيُجَاهَدُ بِهَا الْعَدُوِ وَيُقْسِمُ بِهَا الْفَيْءُ, and others. يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ, he will provide security in the lands. وَيُقَامُ بِهَا الْحُدُودِ, with imama, the laws, the legal punishment be established. Government will ensure that the law holds. وَيُجَاهَدُ بِهَا الْعَدُوُ, government will establish and affirm that the enemies are put away, the bandits are put away, the insurgents are driven away. It is from the job of the government of Islam. So in government of wherever, under which man, وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَنَا, the one that Allah has placed our affairs under him. That is why everybody is shouting, President, 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 Ikhwa. These are the jobs of rulership. وَيُقْسِمُ بِهَا أَوْ يُقْسَمُ بِهَا الْفَيْءُ, by the government also, the resources are distributed to the people. So Allah said, these persons of these people, this rulership, leadership, أطيعوه, obey them, obey them, obey them. So these are the roles of al-imam, and these are general matters regarding the imam. If now, unfortunately, this person who should be held responsible for the security of the people, this person who should establish the legislations of Allah, this person who should fight to keep away the enemies, this person who should distribute resources amongst the people, he now becomes al-ghashu li-ra'iyatihi. He now begins to deceive his people. He now begins to mislead his people. He now begins to become dishonest to the people. Al-zalimu. He becomes unfair to them. He becomes unjust to them. He begins to cheat them. And then he is jabbar. Unfortunately, he becomes tyrannical and oppressive. This kind of a behavior is from al-kabair. If a ruler becomes like this, if a person we refer to as khalifa, if a person we refer to as amir, if a person we refer to as Sultan, if a person we refer to as Waliyul Amri becomes like this, this his behavior is from Al-Kaba'ir. Why? Is it not the one upon whom Allah has placed the security? Is it not is the one that Allah has placed with the duty to establish the laws? If a person steals, the law should hold. If a person abandons salah, the law should hold. If a person abandons zakah, the law should hold. Why should he be al-ghashu li ra'iyatihi? Why should he be the one cheating his people? Al-zalimu. Why should he be the one treating them unfairly? Al-jabbar. Why should he be the one oppressing and dominating tyrannically over these people? If he begins to become like that, that his action is from Al-Kabair. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Rahimahullah, قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ وَيَبُغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ. The ulama say as-sabil refers to blame and uquba. Innama as-sabil, lawm and al-uquba. Blame worthy are some people. Who are those? Alladhina yadhlimuna an-nas. Those who treat people and cheat them. They relate with people and they are unjust to them. وَيَبُغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they go on becoming oppressors, go spread evil on the surface of the earth unlawfully. It is not lawful. These kind of people, they aggress, go on aggressing and oppressing on the surface of the earth. And what they are doing is بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. It is not lawful. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. These people will face a severe punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Who are those? Whoever it may be. Allazina yazlimuna an-nas. Those who cheat the people and treat them unfairly. Wayabuguna fil ardi bighayri al-haq. They go on spreading aggression and oppression on the surface of the earth, which are things that are not right. Ulaika lahum adhabun alim. They will be severely punished. What if it now becomes that it is the president himself, it is the ruler himself, it is the governor himself, it is the local government chairman himself, it is the imam of the masjid himself that now becomes the zalim? What if he's the one that now becomes the jabbar? All of these show that these things are from Al-Kaba'ir. Why? Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Oppressors, cheaters, deceivers. A severe punishment awaits them on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. We mentioned earlier that from the job of the Imam is يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا السَّبِيلِ. The roads, the lands will find safety with him. Look at this verse. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah said, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعْلُوهُ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The job of the Imam, the Amir, وَلِيُّ الْأَمْرِ, the Sultan, is to ensure safety, prevent people from oppressing others. And whenever infractions occur, the Imam, the ruler, the president, the governor should ensure that the law takes its effect. But when people are left to do just whatever they want, what has Allah said about it? Allah berated Banu Israel. And one of the things Banu Israel was doing, for which Allah cursed them, because in this verse it started as لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما. What did he say? بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. Then Allah said, كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. بنو إسرائيل لا يتناهون. They will see evil. They will see aggression. They will see banditry. They will see insurgents. They will see blood being spilled. And they will not, they will look the other way around, as if it does not concern them. So if the generality of the people are prohibited from doing this, how about the ruler whose job is to provide security in the community? It is not lawful that the rulership stays. The people are killed, people are maimed, people are kidnapped, armed robbery goes, drug abuse, indecency, riba is spread on the surface of the earth. All of these indecencies. And then the rulership keeps quiet. It is from Al-Kaba'ir if they keep quiet. The meaning is that Allah said, those who do that, لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, their silence is a lot of evil. So, so evil is their silence. From the first verse, those who treat others unjustly and aggress and oppress them, Allah has promised a severe punishment. So if the ruler becomes aggressive, if the ruler becomes oppressive, Allah has promised a severe punishment for them on the day of Qiyamah. If a ruler becomes aggressive, if the imam becomes oppressive, if the imam becomes cheating, may Allah protect us. If the imam begins to dominate and tyrannically relate with the rest of the people, فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, may Allah protect us. A severe punishment awaits him on the day of Qiyamah. That his action is from Al-Kaba'ir. May Allah protect all of us. Then he mentioned a number of ahadith, أيها الإخوة. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned many ahadith, because from the most common evil you see on the surface of the earth is this that we are talking about. When the ruler becomes oppressive, when the ruler becomes aggressive, when the ruler becomes cheating, when the lands become unsafe and the rulers look away, they don't hold the hands of the oppressors against the people, away from the people. They don't protect the people. They don't provide safety. They look the other way. Ikhwa, for rulers and leaders to do that, it is from Al-Kaba'ir. It is from Al-Kaba'ir. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one occurs as hadith number 89 here. الإمام الذهبي سيد رحمه الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. I hope that the first two verses we read, that we understand the connection between those two verses and the topic. The first one says that إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس, blames should come on the way of those who cheat others. ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق, they go on the surface of the earth oppressing the people, and their oppression is not right. Ulaika lahum adhabun alim, those people will have a severe punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Oppressors, aggressors, cheaters, those who cheat the rest of the people. Yavlimun alnas. So if these will happen to the generality of the people cheating and aggressing, how about the ruler who should protect and prevent others from cheating others? If others are not allowed to cheat others, it is worse that the rulers who should prevent that others are cheated now become the ones who now cheat the generality of the people. I hope that that verse is clear. the same thing when the rulership looks the other way, when they have a duty to protect the generality of the people. And then we mentioned the Hadith 89, that waqala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. All of you ra'in, you are shepherds. Al-ra'i ikhwa is al-hafiz al-mu'taman. Al-ra'i, we call shepherd. What is the job of a shepherd now? Regarding the sheep, the shepherd is al-hafiz al-mu'taman. Is the protector, the preserver of these animals. Al-mu'taman, the one who is, we have trust in him. Give him the trust to do what? That the ra'iya will not suffer under his hands. So that is the ra'i. So the one we entrusted our things to, the one we entrusted our affairs to, the one who is the overall protector of the generality of the people amongst human beings. Allah will ask him, he is mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-imamu ra'in. So if you are imam, if you are president, if you are governor within your state, if you are the imam of a masjid, al-imamu ra'in, you are a shepherd. What does that mean? You are hafizun mu'taman, someone who should protect and preserve something that has been entrusted to him. فَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. This imam that should protect and preserve what is entrusted unto him. هُوَ مَسْئُولٌ. Allah will ask him about the people that have been entrusted under him. All residents, ikhwa, take notes. كُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we are not just thinking that it's about president, governor. No. The male, the husband, الرَّجُلُ رَائِن, the man on his family is also in this capacity. وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. A man will be asked about the rest of the people that Allah has placed him upon. Likewise, the woman, وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَائِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. The woman is also a حَافِظَةٌ مُؤْتَمَنَةٌ. حَافِظَةٌ, someone who should protect and preserve the home, entrusted with protecting and preserving the home. Allah will ask her. Many times when we discuss these matters, all our attention go to presidents and governments and heads of states. We forget as men, we forget as women, that we too, at our own levels, we have our own jobs. The man has the job of preserving his home. The woman has the job of protecting and caring for her home. Just like the imam, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَالْإِمَامُ رَعِيمُ. The imam, the president, the amir, the waliyu al-amr, the khalifa, is also having that job. So when we say cheating is bad, when we say oppression is bad, when we say aggression is bad, at our own levels too, they are bad. And they are from al-kabair. I think we can stop here today, and I hope that the lesson is clear. Al-Kabiratu Asalifat Ashara, the 13th amongst the Kabair, is that Al-Imam, someone who is the head of the people, now becomes Al-Ghashu Li-Ra'iyatihi. He becomes Al-Ghashu. the one cheating and deceiving his people, a valuable jabbar. He becomes the wrongdoer. He becomes to treat them unfairly. Al jabbar, oppressing and aggressing against them. This is a major thing. Anyone who wants Al Jannah must avoid this evil. May Allah protect all of us. Abu Abdurrahman, or who is it? Abu Amir, or Abu Yusuf, or Abu Amina. All of you have spoken today. Amin wa iyyakum, Abu Abdurrahman.
Any questions with me, person?
Yes, the matter is very clear. The Imam can be called Imam, he can be called Khalifa, he can be called Waliul Amr and all of this. And it is fardun ala al-Muslimin that we should establish Imam. We must have a ruler. And this ruler, he has jobs. From that is providing security. From that is establishing hudud, iqamatul hudud. From that is that as the imam of the community, yujahidu biha al-adu, with imama we fight against the enemies of our state. Wa yuqsamu biha al-fayy, by the leadership, resources are distributed amongst the people. These are the jobs of rulers. And Muslims must have rulers. Then if this ruler becomes oppressive and unjust in the people, that comes from Al-Kaba'ir. I hope that it is clear, inshallah. May Allah make us understand better than we have tried to explain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.